Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. How are you? You are listening to Hire Me. And I am your host, Tyna Nunez de Oliveira. And welcome to my podcast. Hello. Hi, guys. It's me, obviously. Who else would have control of the mic here on Hire Me? The one and only host. Also, I hope you don't mind the lack of video for this episode. Also, construction noises in the back. And also, I am whispering. Yep. Because why not? This was originally supposed to be a VIP episode, but I thought it's a pretty serious topic. It's something I stand by. And I think you should hear it, but I don't want to show my face. Because I just don't want to. I'm still in my PJs. Honestly, I've not brushed my teeth. I'm gross. Yeah. Sometimes. Not always. Let me catch my breath. Well, I already did. Let me actually grab my phone because I've made some pretty good notes about this topic that I really want to share with you guys. Don't have sex. So much for watching, guys. Have a lovely day. Mwah, mwah. And just fucking kidding. It is not the end of today's episode. Obviously. Okay. I was gonna probably title this Why I Don't Recommend Sleeping Around. But that's just like a great... I mean, yeah, that's a great title, actually. But I might not use that title.
Cutie.
And like instantly kind of think about that sex.
person isn't fulfilling my needs. The needs for love, you know, at the end of the day, we're human beings. We crave love, attention, and union. We want that. We need connection. We are humans. We're not the only ones here on Earth. I mean, yes, kind of a simulation, but like not really, you know. So, being a part of that, like, my energy is so precious. I don't want to just give that away to anyone. Like, what? Imagine just giving away your precious energy and just, like, bearing your naked body. I mean, it could be banging. I get it. But, like, just bearing your soul and your naked body to this person. Like, you have to sure that they cherish that you are the prize, and it goes both ways. If you two are sharing that sexual energy exchange, then you two must consent and be like, okay, I do think this person is worthy of my energy, and I am worthy of theirs, because their energy will stick with you for a bit. And sometimes people don't have good energy to start with. If they have certain things that they have not healed, and you have not healed, that'll just bring it up even more. So, that's why I think it's really important to just be with yourself. Being single is a great opportunity to do that, because obviously when you're in a relationship, that sexual energy exchange is important, depending on couple to couple, obviously. Closeness, attention, and obviously we're sexual beings and we want a mate, you know, going back to the basics here, but really cherish that energy of yours, like you are a prized possession. Yeah. And I know at the beginning, I more so did it out of spite. Is nowhere to be found, but I have hopes that you're just is. We're not going to talk about that. Just make sure you're taking care of your vessel. And I know I need to remind myself that sometimes, but not in aspects of sex, because I feel like I have full control of that. But in other aspects of my life, definitely I need to work on. Honestly, also, I'm not gonna lie, it feels good to know that you're kind of like unattainable. It feels damn fucking good when you walk into the room and you know they want to eat you the fuck up, and you know you ain't letting none of them hit because they're not worth it. You start to see your value as very high. And that's probably why people think, like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? It's because I hold myself to such a high standard. And you're just gonna have to meet that standard to ever even see my titty. My left titty, to be precise. You know, and that doesn't mean you have to, like, stop being who you are like me, you know? Like, I'll crack a dirty joke here and there. That's not my whole personality. I don't like to talk about sex. I definitely used to at one point in my life when I was a lot younger. That's like all I wanted to talk about. But then, you know, you hit puberty. Well, you hit the end of puberty and you're like, oh, okay, not cool. And you just move on, you know. Stages of life. And I'm just at this stage of my life where I'm just preserving my energy for the right person. Because, boy, he ain't ready. She's been dormant for a really long fucking time. So when that volcano explodes, oh, she's gonna be exploding. She's gonna be active forever. You know, like, that also, I think of it like that as well. Like, when I am ready to take that next step with someone, it's gonna be someone who loves me and who I love them. And then and we're clearly working towards a long-term partnership here. Like, this ain't just let's see how this goes type of bullshit. Like, no. That's who I'm conserving my energy for. So when that does happen, it's gonna feel so much better. It's gonna feel so much more meaningful. It's not gonna be just sex. It's gonna be so intentional, so filled with love, that it's undeniable. So yeah, why not level my sex life to the next level? You know, like, that's the highest version of me having sex. Hell yeah. Whoa. You heard it here first on Hire Me, baby. But yeah, truly, honestly, think about this episode. And I know it's a lot to think about, especially if you do love having sex. But if you find that you feel unfulfilled at moments, or just empty, or just not feeling like you're getting exactly what you deserve. I mean, we usually tend to settle for the things we think we deserve, but hold yourself to a higher standard. Hold your soul to a high standard. And see the magic that occurs in your life. You start to get so confident. You start to literally beam from the inside. Like, you start to take care of yourself. Like, you're energetically, spiritually taking care of yourself. Like, you're just spiritually cleaner. You know, like, it makes sense. Like, you're pure. You don't have people's energy constantly inside of you. And I'm not saying at all, like, if you like sex, you're dirty. No, I mean, honestly, I'd be lying if I said I didn't find myself judging people like that, because I kind of do, only because I know that it's a form of self-hate. It's a form of, what's the word? of self-sabotage. Not self-hate, self-sabotage. I don't think those people hate themselves. I just think they're sabotaging themselves. They may not think it. They might love that lifestyle, and that is completely, utterly okay. Just, that doesn't align with me. So I'm, you know, that's not in my energy field. If that's yours, cool. Like, you know, that's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong. And I'm not saying I'm right. But I kind of am saying I'm right. But not necessarily. Like, you know, like I could be wrong. I could be proven wrong completely, you know. Maybe sex isn't a sexual energy exchange. Maybe it's not sacred. But for me, it is. And my perspective matters. So if you like hearing it, thank you. And if you don't, honestly, you can always click out of this. You just don't agree. Let's agree to disagree. But, yeah. I even forget where I was going. I, like, went on a little tangent. Getting all defensive. Oh, it's because I was talking about, like, because I thought people would get a little offended, so I got defensive. Funny. Okay. Well, it is a form of self-harm, not self-harm. What was the word that I used? I don't know. I was about to say self-deprecating, but I know that's not the word I used. But yeah. Like, I know not everyone is also monogamous and polyamorous and open is someone's lifestyle. Happiness and like sleeping around is what fulfills them, you know, like that's okay. But in my perspective, it looks like you don't know what you want. You don't know who you are. Or hear me out, I could be wrong. Or you do, and that's why you're so open to allowing anyone into your energy, because you have such a giving energy. Like, you know, like that could definitely be the right perspective here, because I feel like I'm a very closed off person, but that kind of goes with the whole, like, well, not really. I'm not saying that every celibate person is as closed off as me. I've got my own issues, aka trust issues, but I wanted to do it more on like a spiritual side of things. I wanted to see it cleanse my soul. And my soul definitely feels cleansed. Obviously, I feel like I need to work on myself a lot more. There are many things that I would like to change and habits that I'd like to get into, you know, especially healthier habits. But when it comes down to sex, I still struggle with a self-image, and that's why I want to get to like a healthier state. That's why I want to lose weight this year, because I want to look at myself in the mirror naked and be happy with what I see, you know. I just don't feel like I'm there yet, but I also don't think that would stop me from having a beautiful sexual energy exchange with someone who loves me, knowing that they love me and knowing that I love myself enough. I still feel confident. I can let my guards down. But it's letting those guards down to people who I know don't deserve that. Who I know will silently judge. You know? So, I'm gonna cut this short because I don't know if you heard my tummy. It made a weird growling noise. That means I have to go, to the potty. So, this was a nice chat. Don't have sex, you'll get pregnant and die. I love you guys. Okay, goodbye.
So, we have come to the end of today's episode. I am your host, Tyna, signing off from Hire Me. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Or if you didn't, honestly, let me know what you thought. All my socials are at Tyna Nunez de Oliveira. And remember, if you're still alive, you still have time to spread your love and magic all over this world. So I'll catch you guys next time. I'll see you. Bye. Mwah. Love you.